T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay. The Fan Hotline is presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Rob, you want to defend Craig here? You want to stick up for him or no?
For not knowing where Madagascar is?
Yes.
I don't know. I will say this. You're talking to somebody that usually makes kids that come to his house for Halloween answer a series of questions to get Halloween candy, so I'm probably not the best.
And you're probably giving out now and laters or something.
Wait, give us like a sample question of what you'd ask a trick-or-treater.
I want to know if I would get candy at Rob Rossi's house.
Well, the first one is usually pretty easy, like, what are you dressed as?
Okay.
And then if you get that, you'll get like a candy. And then the second one, depending on the age of the kid, like if the kid's obviously
Rob?
Your history question, and then third, to get the big candy bar, they'll have to do something that I think is earning.
Final Jeopardy level question, basically.
Yeah.
How long does trick or treating take at your house? Is there a queue of like 60 kids who are pissed off because you're playing quiz show with them?
Coincidentally, I don't get that many trick or treaters anymore.
Ah, and therein lies the rub.
Yeah.
That might have been the plan all along.
Rob, if you want to keep them away this year, you should just take a picture from you at the Rolling Stones show and tape it to the front door, and they'll just run away screaming.
Rob, there has been a robust conversation about how sweaty you were at that concert.
You know, somebody asked me this. First of all, I mean, if you've ever seen my workout videos, people should not be surprised I sweat.
I know, but you were at a concert. You weren't doing sumo squats or whatever.
Dude, I danced the entire concert. In fact, I had many people come up to me and said, you do a better Mick than Mick, which is not true. My Fitbit said I moved 6.4 miles at that concert just dancing.
So, is there video?
If you go to a show, is there a video of me dancing? You know, I was disappointed that none of the people that went to the concert with me took video. But
I think they probably tried to, and their cameras broke.
Yeah, I was going to say, my sweat probably shorted their cameras. I don't offer any apologies. I got to see one of the things that truly I enjoy and makes me happy, and it was the greatest Rolling Stones show of any that I've ever seen. And,
wow.
I even tolerated a Pittsburgh audience for it, so I was
there's our guy. There's Mr. Yes. There's America's sweetheart.
Rob Rossi, Penguins insider with us here on The Fan. Okay, Rob, so Penguins win game one. Now they've got the Panthers tonight, and the whole subplot here seems to be everyone now wants to either write about or talk about Patrick Hornquist leaving. Wasn't there something like he put all of his equipment out in his driveway to give some proverbial middle finger to the Penguins when he left town?
No. What happened was Patrick had been traded.
Okay.
And he needed to dry out his equipment because he could not hang it any longer at the Penguins facility. And so in order to spare his wife and children the heinous smell of equipment drying in their basement, especially in a house that they were now trying to rid themselves of, he put it in the driveway, which is the kind thing to do. But people took that as a middle finger. My impression of Patrick has always been that he's not really one to hide. If he wants to give somebody the middle finger, he'll just do it. I know he wasn't happy to leave Pittsburgh. I'm not surprised he was a little bit Kurt about it today when talking with the media, but you know, at the same time, he's been through this before. I think he understood it. And look, I mean, he landed on a team that, you know, a lot of people are picking to go to the Stanley Cup final, and you know,
really?
Good reason. That's a really good. No, there's a lot of people, within my community anyway, the hockey community, the hockey writers community, that you know, it seems like for whatever reason, Florida and Winnipeg became like these cute dark horse picks over the last week. I actually think that would be a fantastic final because I can't think of two places I'd rather go less than to Sunrise or Winnipeg. And I also can't think of a series that would generate less interest on the new TV deals. It would be fascinating to watch people try.
Oh,
to
that'd be a series for lunatics only, Rob. That's what that would be.
That's true. And I don't know how Wayne Gretzky's new hair spackle would hold up in the Florida heat.
Wait, I'm missing
hair
that
spackle?
Joke. What happened to Gretzky's hair? The great one?
Okay, so last night on TNT, which I thought actually did a really good job of making the NHL seem like, I don't know, compelling and fun.
Yeah, I believe that's called having a guy like Charles Barkley who has some semblance of a personality.
Yeah, well, also Rick Tocchet and Biz were really good.
Okay.
I mean, they were really good. But Gretzky's hair was like shoe polish brown to the point where it was obvious that he had dyed it. And it was so uncomfortable because it literally looked like they had like spackled brown paint on him. Mm. Like it just didn't. I don't know who looked at that and said yes. Well, obviously it was like somebody that doesn't like Wayne Gretzky. It was like, that's a good idea. Go with it, man.
I didn't watch the TNT presentation yesterday. They should have. I wish Barkley had just shot for the moon and said, Wayne, the hair looks terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah, I don't know what was worse, seeing Wayne's spackled hair or the interview with Alex Ovechkin where you could clearly see the hair plugs.
Oh.
It's like, oh, my goodness, come on. But all's fun, I guess.
Rob, are you, like clearly everybody out there, just putting a huge amount of stock into Tristan Jarry's first game of the year where he really shut down the defending Cup champs, you know, thanks to a great effort in front of him?
No.
I was being facetious, just for the record, with that question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, but I mean, to be serious, though, I don't think anything Tristan Jarry does this regular season could probably... I think anything that Tristan Jarry does this regular season would be very difficult to ease any concerns I might have, because to me it's all about the playoffs. And, you know, we've seen him play well in stretches during the regular season. I think if the Penguins play as well as they did in front of him and his discipline, that's going to make any goalie's job easier. But I just don't know how you can fairly expect Tristan Jarry to be a guy that is going to sort of, you know, get rid of demons or ease concerns if he doesn't until the playoffs. And I'm still not sure he would be the goalie going into the playoffs, because I do think, you know, he's on a short leash here for this management team. If this team is competitive, I don't think they're going to risk it again on the goaltending situation that hasn't worked out for them or previous regimes in the past few years. I really believe if the Penguins are in contention going into the trade deadline, they're going to try to go get a veteran goalie.
Is that guy Marc-Andre Fleury, who will be here on Saturday night? And do you think Fleury will elect to play in that game? Will Fleury tell the Blackhawks, sit me out Friday so I can come home and play Saturday night at PPG Paints Arena?
I think probably if he was allowed to pick it, yes, he would. He would want to play in Pittsburgh. It could be his last game in Pittsburgh. It could be his, you know, Mark hasn't committed to playing beyond this season. I've told people I think if Mark plays next season, there's a high likelihood it's going to be in Pittsburgh. I don't necessarily know that would even necessarily need to be as the starter. He's always told me that he would be open to coming back here and being in sort of a backup role if he really felt like it was the end of his career. But talking to Mark, I get the sense that he is taking this, you know, play this season out and see where things go. I don't think that I don't think that's a deal that happens where the Penguins make a move to acquire him in season, because I don't think that there is any chance that if Marc-Andre Fleury is available, a true cup contender wouldn't go out and overpay to get him, because why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? Even if you have a goalie you think is your guy, if you're really a cup contender this year, what is the risk of bringing in Marc-Andre Fleury? He wouldn't cause any problems in your dressing room. He's a guy that would probably only help the goaltender you have. And if you need to turn to him, you know you're turning to a guy that has done it before. So I think the Blackhawks have a chance to be a real tire fire this season. I mean, with the exception of Fleury, they've sort of had a tire fire existence here with a lot of off-ice stuff.
I'm still kind of left wondering, in addition to like what you're getting at, Chris? There was a huge sexual harassment.
Massive scandal but that they've
the,
covered
the
up.
The other
it
thing
seems.
I'm trying to figure out is, you know, given everything that's happened in the last few years with the Indians and the Washington football team, how do they still have that logo? Like the NFL, the NHL, and the in Chicago like cherishes that logo, and I'm just like, well, how does the Blackhawk face look any different from the Redskins' old logo? What's the difference there?
What people in Chicago have always said, or people with Chicago has always said, is that the Blackhawks tribe. Remember, it used to be the Blackhawks. It was two words. They combined it at one point. Was an actual tribe, and therefore not as offensive. I don't know if they're.
I've only heard of one situation where that's ever been applicable, and that's Florida State. And even then, there is division among the tribe and the tribe leaders as to whether or not they feel that way.
I'm not saying I back that answer, nor do I claim any knowledge of this. If it were me and I owned a team and they had a Native American nickname, I would change it now because it's A, the right thing to do, and also B, from a money standpoint, if you can create a whole new logo and a whole new identity for your team, think of all the merchandise you could sell, especially in a place like Chicago. I will say this. I mean, it may be offensive. It is also one of, I think, the real iconic emblems in all of sports. And, I mean, I guess I take more offense to, like, the Atlanta Braves having fans still do the tomahawk chop, which seems, like, wholly offensive now. But I think we're moving towards this. I mean, I'm just worried we're going to have a bunch of teams named like, you know, Pittsburgh hockey team, you know, Green Bay football team, because it's just going to go in that direction.
I don't think meat packers in Wisconsin are going to get too upset about being the namesake of the Green Bay Packers. But I actually like Washington football team, Rob. So if they went with Chicago hockey team, I would be all about that.
Mm. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think it works as long as there's not like, as long as we then don't get like, you know, and look, you guys know I love soccer, but, like, you know, I don't like Sporting Club Kansas City and stuff. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, there's another one. How do the Chiefs get away with it? I don't know. I think it's partly because the Redskins were so defiant about it. And I also think that something that didn't help the Redskins, or maybe it did, was, like, when you know your organization has treated minorities and women in such a ghastly way by all appearances, maybe the best thing to do to get people to look the other way or change the conversation is to finally give in to changing your name.
All right, we're winding down with Rob here.
The usual tour de force. Rob, it's one game into the season.
I know, man. Yeah. It's October 14th.
I like watching it.
Rob, how about you sing along to this song and we'll shut up and listen?
Come on, Rob.
I'm not a dog. I don't bark on command.
You do the Macho Man impression on demand.
Sing this song if would you? Here, let me ask you.
I'm just picturing him dancing and gyrating around in his car right now. He's already sweating.
Would you please sing this song,
Chris,
in the style of the Macho Man?
Moving, hooping, sexy dreams. Yeah, I'm talking about still surviving. Yeah, still surviving on the street shattered. Yeah,
Rob Rossi, Penguins insider over at The Athletic. Thank you, Rob.
You know what?
They actually pay us to do this job.
Here's the problem with that interview. Much like the Penguins' performance against the Lightning, we might have got the best Rossi interview out of the way at the first one. I don't know if we're ever going to top it.
So if I heard him right, he thinks that there's no way Fleury gets traded here midseason.
Because a more serious contender
would
go grab
him. And that it could be his last game in Pittsburgh Saturday.
Because he might not be here next year.
If he even plays.
Yeah.
Well, last game, meaning he thinks he's going to retire at the end of the year. That's how I took that.
Or I thought he said he thought maybe there would be a chance he plays here next year as a backup. Maybe. But that that there will be no in-season Marc-Andre, for the people that, relative to Jarry, there will be no Marc-Andre Fleury riding to the rescue midseason if the Penguins are in contention and need more goaltending help. He would be, by the way, maybe in other places he could be the backup pony. There is no way. If they actually traded for him as, like, goaltending depth, there's no way that wouldn't cause a massive issue midstream here, even if Jarry was playing well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.